Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Urban Entrepreneurs. It is a no holds barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC. What's that? Create your own check. I am your, yes, sir. I'm here with my co-host, Russell Ligon. Russ, what's going on? Yeah.
Hey, man, listen, man, I am happy to be here. We had a slamming show last week. Let me tell you, the views is going up, man. That means the people are feeling us.
We did.
They understand. They're getting fed. You know, that's what it's about. I don't want to go there too much, but it's about feeding the people, man, so that they can feel that thing. They can nourish everything, man. I'm excited, bro.
You and me both, Doc. You and me both. I'm super excited. I'm about to share the broadcast with some people. I'm your co-host, everybody, Finesse. Tonight's topic is the hustler boss mogul method. We're going to get into that in just a moment. Let me share the broadcast with some people that I promised to share it with.
We got a lot of people to share with, Finesse, man. I mean, you know, Marbuck, Casey, Baker. We got folks from Louisiana. We got folks from New York. I got people that were my last name. I didn't realize I had so many damn relatives in that thing. I hope they don't, when you start blowing up and making this money, I hope they don't reach out to you, man.
Yo, bro.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yo, bro.
I mean, we got people from Abraham Clark. We got people from Atlanta, my boy Kurt York in the real estate thing. We got Glenn Howard from Roselle. I mean, we got all kinds of people, man.
So,
we
man,
got my family in Bloomfield and Belleville.
You know all these people, brother? Listen, man, I didn't know you knew Glenn Howard, man. I went to school with him and Gary Howard. Marbuck, what's good?
Wait, what's good? Wait. I'm insulted.
What are you talking about? You insulted?
Listen, I lived on 6th and Walnut. Glenn lives on Walnut and 6th. Our backyard's connected. His father.
Wow.
He said, I love that man. He taught me some great stuff. When I got introduced to Pop Warner and Roselle, man, his father introduced me. He put me up. I was a bum, man. And then I used to race his father out in the street. And then I got bumped up to running back, man. The rest is history, man. Glenn Howard, Gary Howard, Beverly Howard, Mrs. Howard, the Millers, all them people, man. Casey Baker, it's a whole bunch of them, man. The Holmeses. You know, everything, man.
Russ, wait. Doc, did you go to Abraham Clark High School? Listen, everybody, we just reminiscing.
Your older brother was like, I think he's a year older than me, man.
What year did you graduate? I was A class of 82. Now, you see this? We've been co-hosting this show for months.
Now, I'm trying to maintain my age, and, you know, because I got
this
going on, and, you know, God has been good.
Yo, bro.
You're going to force me to give a year, but I'm going to give it 79, man. 79.
Okay, yeah, you a little bit before me, man. That's all right, brother. Listen, we black don't crack. Black don't crack, man. As long as we don't dog black, it doesn't crack. So everybody, we go get back to the show.
We did our thing. The Cummins brothers, you know, Ronnie Brown.
Of course.
You know, the Holmeses, you know, sports. What's my boy? Collins.
Yes.
Bay Bay. You know, they were a part of a championship team back in the day. God bless her soul. I think Doc Collins passed away and everything. Of course, you know, Dorothy Payne, Lottie, you know, all of us was in that cohort, man.
Hey, well, listen. It's a wonderful thing. Everybody, look, we're going to get back to the show. I mean, I definitely enjoyed this reminiscing. And the irony of it is Russ and I have been co-hosting the show for a minute. I didn't even know that he went to Abraham Clark High School, Roselle, New Jersey. Shout out to class of 82. Shout out to all those who are here.
Yeah. 79,
80, 81, 82. Yes, we're simulcasting everybody on Be Live TV and Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in to speak to us, you have a question, 657-383-0106. Press 1 to speak to the host. Tonight, we're going to be a little raw tonight because this hustler boss mogul method came from, it's a method that I am working on. I have many of the basic concepts, as I become more successful, Russ becomes more successful, we're going to add to it. It's my intellectual property. So if I see or hear about this outside of this show, I will call my attorney because this is my intellectual property.
Listen, you call your attorney. I got some attorney people in my corner. But I'm letting you know I'm also connected to the street. I got the homies. I got the blue.
Well, we're going to call the homies.
Man, if somebody says something
full of
stuff, we have to tighten them up, man.
Hey, listen. So nobody, you do not have my permission to share this. You can definitely, you can share the broadcast, but do not share the concepts. It's my intellectual property, and this is also teaching you about business because so many of us in the community of color, we lose out because we don't secure our intellectual property through patents, through trademarks, through copyright, and all of that. So this is my intellectual property. I do share the information for you to benefit from, but I don't need to see this in any way reproduced other than by sharing this broadcast. And so while I'm... Yes, sir.
Along the way in tonight's broadcast, I would like you to spend a few minutes talking about, even if just in a peripheral way, about the importance of copyright, patent, so that all of our people, I mean, that's historically, that's been a traffic light, all kinds of other oil, other peanut oil. We had a lot of stuff that people stole from us. And even today, we get an idea, we get a concept. We need to protect that. So along the way in tonight's broadcast, we're going to be here for an hour tonight, just at least in a peripheral way, touch upon the importance of patents and copyrights and everything.
So this is the long and the short of it. At the end of the day, that which we write, we create, we produce, we manufacture, if it is an original type of thing, it needs to be protected via some form of intellectual property, legal act. Copyright is typically written or music. Marbuck, what's up? Trademark is typically titles, logos, patents are typically inventions. Please consult an intellectual property attorney. But there is money made and lost because we either did or did not protect our intellectual property. So the hustler boss mogul method, it's a process that you can follow to create ultimate business or entrepreneurial success, and it comes out of the urban hip hop and street context. And I'm going to just be honest again. Real, this is a no holds barred conversation. I developed the hustler boss mogul method over the period of the past 12 years by watching drug dealers. I know a pimp. Yes, he shall remain nameless.
Are you a drug dealer?
No, I am not a drug dealer. I am not
a pimp.
I am not a pimp. However, hustle is hustle. See, and I'm glad you're pushing back.
I want to know if I need to run right now.
Nah,
my attorney.
Nah.
And cut the podcast or what, man?
Nah.
Kind of touchy out there in the community now.
But I got to be honest, Russ, because I've watched the streets for the better part of 30 years, and I've gleaned entrepreneurial wisdom from the streets. A drug dealer is a hustler. How about this? Let me say this because we have an hour, and I need, and Russ, thank you for pushing back because I don't want people to think I'm advocating crime. I'm not advocating crime. I am advocating hustle. Go ahead, Russ.
Nothing that we talk about is, listen, I'm familiar with crime. I'm familiar with the other side of the law. But today is a new day. Carter G. Woodson said, a mind that remains in the present atmosphere never undergoes sufficient development to experience what is commonly known as thinking. That's the miseducation of the Negro.
Say that again. Say that again. Russ, say that again. Say that again. Quote that again. That's Carter G. Woodson. I can't even write that down, but you got to quote it. Say it again.
I talk fast, man. I do business. I do my job, and I'm always talking fast. Every day. I didn't realize I could talk so fast. You know, I do speak Spanish, man. Anyway, a mind that remains in the present atmosphere never undergoes sufficient development to experience what is commonly known as thinking. we have to exercise our mental muscle in order for us to be thinking. So we can transition from doing things one way to the new way. You and I are working with guys on the street right now with Project Advance to get them to learn some new concepts. These guys know about selling, you know, drug dealers, hustlers or whatever. We talk about doing it legally so nobody can take your money. We talk about taking care of families and supporting other businesses.
So I have to be honest. For the better part of my entrepreneurial career, the group of people who have inspired me the most have been the drug dealers.
No.
Listen. I know what I'm saying, Russ. I know what I'm saying. I'm gonna break this down.
All right.
The hustle. I never said the product. Listen. See. No, don't. Nobody misinterpret what I'm saying. Nobody. I know what I'm saying. I've been speaking a long time. I said the hustle. They're out there selling their product, which is an illegal product. It is a poisonous product. Yes, we know that. But I need to say that for anybody who's going to now go off and run and say, oh, Finesse is advocating drug dealing. No, I'm not. But you can't beat that hustle. You can't beat it. Snow, sleet, rain, heat, all day, all night, 2, 3, 4 days in a row. And I won't even share how I discovered that particular method where they don't eat for 3 and 4 days because they want them. They got a certain quota they got to meet.
Right.
You can't beat that hustle. Now watch this. The pimp is the ultimate psychologist. I didn't say it was right. I never said it was right. It's human trafficking, and human trafficking to get you 20 years, right? But how about this? Think about a man, ladies. Think about a man who has so much verbal and mental gain that he can get a woman to first of all give him money. Give him money, because in the true pimp game, you got to pay the pimp to be part of his team. What? Listen, I'm not telling you what I read. I'm telling you what I know. Okay, it's the choosing fee. I also read it, but I also know it, and I'm not a pimp. First of all, the woman got to pay the pimp to be part of his team. Secondly, she's got to willingly choose to be part of the team. And whether she's on her cycle or not, whether it is heat, rain, sleet, snow, whether she's been beaten up or not, get arrested, he bails her out, sell her body and give the pimp the money. That's the ultimate psychologist. I never said it was right. It's the ultimate psychologist. So if I'm going to be true to the hustler boss mogul method, yo, Russ, I told you I'm on fire tonight.
Hey, listen, Finesse, listen, man. I'm going to tell you, first of all, I want to give out a shout out to attorney Stacey Davis, who's watching right now.
Hey, Stacey.
You know what I'm saying? You know, since we might need some legal representation after here tonight.
Hold on. Wait. Well, let me just say this, because we're going to cover ourselves. For the record, I am not advocating drug dealing. I am not advocating the escort business. What I am saying is that the hustle of the drug dealer has inspired me. And what I'm suggesting is the pimp is the ultimate, all right, let me qualify, is the ultimate street psychologist, okay? But I'm not advocating either lifestyle. Now, if after that we need legal representation, Russ, then something's wrong. Go ahead, Dad.
I also want to give a shout out to attorney April Bornight.
All right.
Union County, the Union County Council's office. But listen,
yes,
I'm just saying, like, I'm not hating, because you know I'm from the street.
I know.
Everybody that know me know I'm from the street. My life didn't start out with urban entrepreneurs and writing books and talking about doing legal business and trying to get other people to get their lives together. I was on the other side.
My life took a turn 3 years ago.
Let me tell you something. I tried drug dealing before, and I was blocked. I'm too, you know what, the suburban life, as my parents, you know, moved us on, did the little Jefferson routine, and
L,
the suburban.
L7, brother, L7.
That's right. I was too soft. I couldn't hear. I was giving stuff away. You understand what I'm saying? They loved me.
Yep, Russ. you know, don't get high on your own supply. You know, don't give it all away for free, right?
I was giving stuff when they was like, hey, Mr. Russ, can I get a credit for like the next month? No problem here. But let me tell you something, man.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you. It's a mindset.
It is a mindset.
What we're talking about here on this show right here, and I want to bring this back because I know Finesse and I are having fun right now, is we're talking about whatever your background, whether it be sales, whether it be street sales, whether it be corporate sales, it's about parlaying your skills, your background, your interests into a legal format in which you can benefit yourself and bring other people along at the same time. That's what the Hustle Mogul is about. It's about using what's available to you. It's about using, it's about adapting and putting things together in such a way that it doesn't matter where you got it from, but you bring it together and you synthesize it and you want to go forward in a different way.
Russ, you said it well. And again, we had now that we're building Project Advance and Russ is making contacts with these attorneys, I just put it in the chat. For the record, I have not advocated drug dealing or the escort business. On the other hand, the hustle of the streets has inspired me. So now this is a legal. Hey Russ, this is a legal document right now. So everybody, let me do a station break. You're listening to Urban Entrepreneurs, a no holds barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC, create your own check. I'm your co-host Finesse, along with my co-host Russell Lagan. Tonight's topic is the Hustler Boss Mogul Method, and we're starting off by saying that this method has part of its origin in the streets. I've been around the streets all my life. I am, as Russell and I spent the first few minutes of the show discussing, we're both from the burbs, right? Roselle is a working-class, middle-class town. My mom has a college degree. My dad had a graduate degree. My mom and dad got divorced. However, I was raised from 13 on in a house, after that in an apartment. That said, in my adult life, I've been around the streets, and 3 years ago, I took a turn, and that's all I'll say about that for now. Until I consult my attorney. Go ahead.
Listen, I grew up in the streets of Newark on Renner Avenue in the week. So I had to jump from building to building back up when I was a kid. You know, I was over in Roselle, Irvington, New Jersey, playing football, you know, cutting up, acting crazy. But listen, God was blessing me, and I don't want to go to another day, another show. God was blessing me, and I didn't even know it. He was putting people in my life like K.C. Baker, Curtis Shaw, Michael T., Miller, Frank Miller, Glenn, all these different, you know, they're pop. I didn't even know it. They were able to transform and create the setting for today. You understand? And, you know, I mean, it's awesome. And so we're going to get back to the show, and we're going to talk about this hustler mogul thing. And I'm reaching back to all the people, because a lot of us are already doing it. We just didn't put a label. We used to hear about Buffy and Jay-Z and Damon and all these other people, but we know how to do this thing in our own backyard and day-to-day living.
We do. And let me say also, in addition to the streets, the hip-hop model of entrepreneurial success has inspired me equally as much as the streets. And now, Russ, to be honest, I am shifting my own mindset more than the streets at this point in my life. And let me explain to you, let me dovetail into the beginning of this presentation by saying that the hip-hop model of success is to create an independent, viable business model that they then leverage to develop partnerships with major corporations. And they also then diversify. But they never stop the independence, and they never stop the hustle. The famous words of Sean B. Diddy Combs, can't stop, won't stop, right? I remember this young man that I was dealing with about, I guess, 8 or 9 years ago. He was in his early 20s. He had this model, and Russ, we may need to put it on the shelf. We may need to put it on a shirt, and this may be the shirt for urban entrepreneurs. Can't stop, or should I say the slogan, can't stop, won't stop. I'm on my grind to the casket drop. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm on my grind till the casket drops. And in a real sense, when we look at gentlemen like Diddy, like Jay-Z, like 50, like Damon Dash, Irv Gotti, Master P, I forget the gentleman from Slip and Slide Records, J Prince, those are Southern rap CEOs. They never stop to hustle, Russ, even though they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Dr. Dre, Ice Cube. I mean, Ice Cube was part of NWA, Niggas with Attitude, and he came out with Are We Home Yet? One of the most family-friendly movies I've ever seen in my life. Why? Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Snoop Dogg went from a nothing but a G thing and gin and juice to having a cooking show with Martha Stewart. You can't get more all-American than Martha Stewart, right? Because they never stop branding and rebranding. They never stop hustling. Do you see what I'm saying? And the hustler boss mogul method starts with the hustler. And the hustler is someone who survives by any means necessary. Let's jump in.
Yes. Sir. You are familiar with the metamorphosis that goes on. I'm going into biology right now. But the metamorphosis that takes place between a caterpillar and a butterfly. And it's a constant change and adaptation to environment, to physiology, to a variety of circumstances. And the hustler boss mogul is about adaptation and change. You don't get caught into one mindset. You're constantly gleaning. You used the word earlier, gleaning from your environment, gleaning from the people in your life, gleaning from education, gleaning from business, and constantly transforming and changing that stuff into different venues.
Exactly. And that's what it's about. The hustler is the ultimate survivor. So before we can succeed, we must survive. You understand me? You got to survive. We got to survive by any means necessary. Now, let me just say that I'm not saying break the law. Obviously, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is whatever way you can. Russ is handling business while he's doing the show. It's all right.
I'm doing the boss mogul thing right now, man. This is how it's done, man. This is how it's done.
It's how it's done. Right before the show, I had to make a call to my client, my peoples. She knows who she is because we can't stop, won't stop. You understand? Things are accelerating. So if you want to be a hustler, then you need to master the art of survival. Sometimes it's a two-job hustle. Sometimes it's a three-job hustle. Sometimes it's a job in starting your own business hustle while being a single parent, which I am. You understand what I mean? It's before you succeed in whatever area, any area of life that you want to succeed in, you have got to survive. Bottom line, you got to listen. It's like this. You got to pay the rent or the mortgage or the rent and the mortgage. You got to pay the car note if you're driving a car insurance. And I won't even say cable, right? I'm saying because optimum for me is internet, phone, and cable. You got to cover all that. Every other week I'm a single parent, so that means my son just started camp. I had to come up with camp money. He wants to now go to the food truck because he's too old to pack his lunch now, right? And it's hot and you know, feel me. We don't want it to spoil. So his mother and I just said it's we just talked about $6 a day now for food. But I have my business expenses. Because I'm bootstrapping my businesses and I'm in sales and I've got to kick out money before I'm reimbursed. Tanitra, Faye Hill Castile, what's up? Tell you about it. That's right. Three job hustle. So the hustler has got to survive before the hustler succeeds.
Yeah.
And the hustler is the one who lays the foundation for business and entrepreneurial success. So let me give you the foundation right now. I'm going to give it to you straight because if you have a sole proprietorship, if you have an LLC, if you have a C-Corp or an S-Corp, or you haven't even registered your business, but you started a business, there are three things you've got to invest: time, energy, and money. Hear what I said. There is no successful entrepreneur who's not willing to invest his or her own time, energy, and money. Stop thinking that all you're going to do is access other people's money. I would not give a dime.
So
all
right. Hold up, Doc.
Go ahead.
Hold up.
Go ahead.
You're telling me that I can't go to the movies when I got to do business. You're telling me that I can't go to the club when I got to do business.
I am saying that.
You're telling me that I can't have a cookout when I got to do business. No. I got to take care of business.
You got to take care of business first, everybody. There is no such thing as free lunch. There is no such thing as the easy road to success. And Russ, I will say this, and viewing and listening audience, I will say this. It is easier now. Hear what I'm saying to you. I'm on a roll tonight, and Russ is on a roll tonight. It is easier now than it's ever been due to the advent of the digital economy. It is easier now than it's ever been to build a successful business, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Do I need to say that again?
I think you need to say that again because I think people take for granted about the significance of the work that is necessary to build any kind of business, whether it be online, urban entrepreneur, cake baking, hustling on the street, clothes, whatever. Say that again, Finesse.
Yo, I will. And Russ, I thank you, my brother, man. And please jump in when I say it. It's easier now than it's ever been. I'm a student of history. My undergraduate degree in college was history. I'm still a student of history. You understand me? If you come to my place, you will see two bookcases full of books, and there are books behind the couch that you won't even see because I read every day. You understand? It's easier now than it's ever been to build a successful business, but that still doesn't make it easy. And if you want to build a successful business, you have to invest three things: your time, your energy, and your money. So every today entrepreneur needs to have a job, unless for whatever reason you are physically unable to work. I'm gonna keep it up because we got to cut through the BS, Russ. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna sound like a hood dude. Know what I mean? Because your business will have expenses the minute you register it. Where's the money going to come from? It's going to come from you. Go ahead, Russ.
You just made me take my glasses off right now.
It's all right, Doc.
Yeah, I just want to wear my glasses, but I want to say this because I don't want any obstructions. I don't want any interference. Listen, the nature of business has changed. We're so familiar with people like Sam Walton, the person that started Kmart, the person that started all these other big businesses doing things different. But for the average person, in particular, the average urban entrepreneur, African American, Hispanic, Caucasian, folks that live in the hood, East Indian, West Indian, whatever, that live in a neighborhood, we have to do things different. We have to have more than one thing going on at a time. We got to have a regular job because we got to eat, take care of our bills.
Well said.
And oftentimes, we end up having to start an internet, some type of marketing or sales or direct sales business or some other type of hustle in order for us to get started because we still got to be functional and we just do it differently, but we can able to do it. So we got to have that job.
But we got to have the job again. And my only qualifier is for those who physically can't work. And there are those who, because of health concerns, can't work. Other than that, you better work. Period. Like the Rihanna and Drake song, and I'm not going to sing it. Work, you got to work, 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 work. And you know what you have to be willing to do? And I'm going to tell you, Russ, there are two reasons that people fail in business. One is you give up. Two, you're not willing to pay for you're not willing to fund your own business for as long as you have to until you get funding or until it monetizes. Thank you for the person who just liked. I think Tanitra. How you doing? Blessings to you. Marbuck, blessings to you. You know, it's funny, Russ. While we're doing the show.
I just want to say something real quick, man.
Go ahead.
Marbuck was funny as hell.
Marbuck, that's my client. That's
funny as hell, man. I was like, damn, this shit. I should have been watching this shit a long time ago. I'm sorry.
No, Russ. Russ, ho. No. Wait a minute. First of all, you're my brother. You're my partner, Russ. This is no holds barred. If we can't slip and say shit every now and then, there's a problem. Hold on, Marbuck. We done put you on blast now. So you got to call into the show right now. You got to call in right now. Hold on. Let me put up the call in number. Marbuck, you got to call in the show right now if you can. Hold on.
I was like, oh, crap. I should have been watching before.
So 657-383-0106. Marbuck is my client. She's a comedic actress along with her husband, Joe. And her motto is healing hearts through laughter. And so, Marbuck, we'll give you an opportunity to call in. Let me move on to the mogul. No, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to move on to the mogul. I'm going to give another station break. We're going to deal with the hustle for a moment. A moment longer. We are listening to Urban Entrepreneurs. It is a no-holds-barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC. What is CYOC? Create your own check. Create your own check. I'm here with my co-host, my partner, Russell Lagan. I'm your co-host for next night's topic is the Hustler Boss Mogul Method. Let me move beyond having a job. I think we've already established that, Russ. What I will say is this. If you're not willing to invest your own money in your business, you might as well not be in business.
Hey, Finesse, listen, man. I think that a lot of people today, you know, a lot of us,
it's more
to make money.
Russ, hold on.
We don't want to put anything out there.
We don't. We think everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. you got to die to go to heaven, right? All right, let me bring this. Good evening, caller. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Welcome to Urban Entrepreneurs.
My name's Marbuck.
Marbuck, what's going on?
And I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hey, Marbuck. Hey, what's going on? You know, you're my peoples. We already put you on blast, telling everybody how funny you are, healing hearts through laughter, comedic actress. So we thought it was good to just bring you on, say hello to the people, tell them what you're doing, right? Make somebody happy today.
Hello, I'm Marbuck, a comedian. Well, I'm one of the baddest female comedians you're ever gonna meet because my thing is healing hearts through laughter and encouragement. I'm more or less into filming with acting, and that's comedy and drama. But my main thing is healing hearts through laughter.
Yes, yes, and you do it well, Marbuck. You do it well. Let me just say that we are in the ideational stage, pre-production of a DVD that Marbuck will be starring in along with her husband, Joe. Tentatively titled Marbuck and Joe. Yes, and Marbuck, tell everybody how they can reach you. I know you do a show on Saturday nights, Saturday afternoons in the Louisiana area. I know you're on every Monday on Facebook. Tell everybody how they can reach you. And we're gonna promote you tonight. Tell everybody how they can reach you. She's a hustler,
darling. You can YouTube Marbuck, MABUCK. Put a space in between Mo and Book. And then I have MoBookGotYourBaby@yahoo.com, MABUCKGOTCHABABY, MoBookGotYourBaby@yahoo.com. Please subscribe, like, and share your favorite one. But, yeah, on a Monday night, you can reach me you can catch me from Facebook. I'm on Be Live TV, but you can catch me from Facebook every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Please join Relationship Situations. I don't care what it is. We got it. And y'all can say shit if y'all want.
All right, Marbuck. Listen, we love you. We appreciate you coming on. We appreciate your support of the show. I'm actually just putting your name up right now in the chat. And please continue to listen, and please continue to like and share. You have a good night.
You too. Thank y'all so much.
Bye-bye. So there you have it, everybody. Marbuck. Marbuck. From Louisiana in the house. You are watching and listening
from Louisiana?
Yes, from Louisiana. So
Louisiana.
So Russ, we're gonna shift gears a bit. We've talked a lot about the hustler. Let's talk a bit about the boss. The boss, hustler.
That's my thing. I like being the boss for this.
The hustler survives. The boss succeeds. See, when you're the boss, your business is up and running. It may or may not have monetized, but it's up and running. Maybe you're putting your team in place, or maybe your team is in place. If maybe at the very least, the concept of your business, you've clarified it. The key in my schema to being the boss is something that Dame Dash said. A boss puts his own money up. To me, that's a boss. When you put your own money up, and now this is borrowing from the drug game, you gotta, you'll get some product on consignment, but then you gotta re-up. That's when you
give it to the detail, man. Go ahead.
Oops. Hey, you got to re-up. And when you re-up, you got to put your own money up. This is why I said the streets have inspired me, and there are too many entrepreneurs who want to seek other people's money. Stop that. Because the minute – let me share with you the psychology and the economics of this. The minute you seek other people's money, now other people become the key to the business's success or failure. But the minute you put your own money up, you retain control. Anything that anybody funds, go ahead.
Real quick, if I don't believe in me and I'm willing to invest in myself, how in the hey, y'all. You to believe in me and invest in me. Come on, let's keep it real.
Russ, let me tell you how deep this goes. I have a finite amount of money to invest in anyone beyond myself at this point. I don't care whether I have an extra 100 or when I have an extra million. Hear what I'm saying to everybody who's watching and listening, and we appreciate your support. I would never. Hell will freeze over before I ever invest one dime in someone who has not demonstrated the ability to invest in him or herself. Because what you're saying to me is that you don't believe enough in your business to put your money behind it. I would never do that. Never.
Time, energy, resources.
Time, energy, money. See, so if your business, if you are a hustler and you want to become a boss, put your own money up. And put it up, put as much up as you can for as long as you have to until your business monetizes. That's it. Or until you can then access the money of others. And that's the next level. That's the mogul level. But let's stay at the boss level. A boss is not a boss until he or she puts his own or her own money up. Period.
That's right.
Go ahead, Russ. Jump on in, Doctor.
That's right. I mean, you know, it's like, everybody always talks about wanting to be the boss. They complain about the boss.
Right.
At the same time, they don't want to take the initiative to do the research, invest the time, energy, and resources, make the sacrifices to be able to take ownership of the larger process.
There it is.
That includes instead of just showing up for work, it's we're talking about being responsible for a payroll, being responsible for supplies, being responsible for production, being responsible for the service, being responsible for making sure that when somebody doesn't show up, that you're able to go in and fill in and not have an attitude about it because you're invested in the business. It's about the whole picture, and that's what the boss mogul does. He or she is willing to invest in the business whole heart and soul and make the sacrifice, sometimes away from their family, sometimes away from things they may want or desire because they have a bigger concept, they have a bigger picture, and they want to invest in the whole process.
Beverly Clay, thank you for your support. Thank you for indicating that you like the show. Russ, you said a mouthful. See, we want to hate on the boss because when the boss becomes successful, now he or she has the mansion, now he or she has the luxury car, now he or she may have the boat, maybe the private jet, can take the luxurious vacations. But you weren't there when the boss was up all night. When the boss owns a restaurant and the only server didn't show up, and now the owner has to become the server. or the dishwasher called out sick. Now the owner has to be the dishwasher. We don't see those days. We don't see the days when nobody showed up and yet rent is still due. We didn't see the days when I had my first live event 3 years ago at Robin's Nest Rhythm and Blues Club, my first live relationship event, and I think two of my supporters showed up, although there were others who came to Robin's Nest as patrons. But you know what? I treated those two like they were 2,000, and I gave the same energy to those two that I would have given to 200. So you don't see those days. You don't see the days in Bernie Mac. Didn't get a single laugh, God rest his soul, or I don't even mention Steve Harvey. But you understand what I'm saying, Russ? When Kevin Hart admitted he wasn't funny. Now Kevin Hart is worth, what, $180 million?
Yeah. Listen, Finesse, listen. I got a couple things in my mind. I got that S550. I got that Panamera.
Yes, sir.
I got that six-bedroom crib with unlimited space around it. So my kids and I could go in there and lay back and smoke my cigars and sit in my underwear and scratch my but it's about a sacrifice. It's about sacrificing things, be willing to put the time, the energy, the money, build the relationships. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that those things can happen. And we can do that. All of us can do that. In some small or larger way, because everybody's not trying to do something big. Some people just want a little extra income. And we can do that, but we just have to do it in the right way and understand the basic concepts so we can make it happen.
So Lisa Roth Nicoletti, I don't know if you're still watching. If you are, we appreciate your support. So I'm a boss, and I've been thinking, Russ, for a long time about being a boss. And I put my own money up. I underwrite this show. I underwrite Blog Talk Radio. I'm funding all my business inventions. I'm doing that. Why? Because I'm a boss. And I have a job. But Russ, the day that I write my first check for my business to myself, that's going to be a powerful moment. It's nothing. Listen, the day. Urban entrepreneur family, that you pay yourself, you'll never go back to a job, even if you're working a job. Hear what I just said. The day that you pay yourself, and when I sold my first book, I paid myself. First copy of my first book, I paid myself. And for those of us who are aspiring authors, don't let anybody fool you. The day you get paid to write, when you write your book, you become a professional writer. I am a professional writer because I have people that purchase copies of my book. I don't care what anybody says. You understand? And it's funny because I had to check one of my editors, Russ, as I'm sure you had to do when you wrote your book. So she's criticizing my writing, and she was working for New York Newsday, and I won't mention her name, though her name comes to mind. And there's a little gangster side of me because I've been around the hood most of my life. And I say, yeah, that's why I hired you. Now think about that, Russ. Here's a woman who was writing professionally for New York Newsday, who had a degree in journalism, who I hired. See, so she had an employee mindset, and I had a boss mindset. And I wanted to say, yeah, B, that's why I hired you. And then I had to fire her because you're not going to disrespect me, and I'm going to pay you almost $1,000 to edit my book. But how twisted was her thinking, my brother? You understand? Yeah, I hired you. See, Willie Gray? What's the black attorney's name? I forget his name. Willie Gary. This is what he said. He said, I never went to Harvard, but as the owner of my law firm, I signed the checks of those who did. Yes, sir.
Yo, so what I'm what I just heard you say is that you don't need to know everything, but you need to know what you don't know. And you need to know that you need the other people that do know, but you still understand that you're an owner of the process and you make the decisions and you can move forward.
Of course, Richard Branson said, if you're the smartest person in the room, get a new room. See, the success, the boss doesn't have to know everything, be able to do everything on the team. He needs to know how to build a team. And I've been practicing team building for 12 years, and now I have all my partners in place, and Russ is one of my partners, not only in Urban Entrepreneurs, but in some other ventures we're working on. It took 12 years, Russ. I fired more people than I've hired, but I know how to build a team. I have a guy. I have a young man. He's in his 20s who crunches. He does all my numbers crunching, all my financial analysis. You see, I have a Legal Shield membership, and so I have access to an entire law firm of attorneys for $40 a month.
I got one of those two. It works for me.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm a boss, and a boss knows the rules of the game of life and can play that game successfully. So the boss can handle baby mama drama, ex-wife issues, ex-husband issues, single parent issues if he or she is one, work issues, business issues, and personal issues, and navigate it all, or else you're not a boss. I've told people, life never stops happening.
I got a second for you, Trey. Give me a second.
Okay.
Give me a second.
All right, I'll carry on. So how is it, everybody, that there are people who stop in business when life happens? Well, then don't waste your time, because life is always going to happen. Unexpected expenses are always going to happen. Emergencies happen. So the boss is able to navigate life. I'm going to write this in the chat when Russell comes back. The boss is able to navigate life and still make it happen. That's the key to being a boss. You got to listen. The boss has to do it all. So the boss has to make sure that clothes are washed for the family. So what do? I drop my clothes off at the laundromat and get them laundered. Make sure my son has dinner. So that means I have to meal plan on the weeks that I have him. Mike's growing up. Soon he'll be in college. Even though he's 11, 6 more years, it'll go by like that. So I have to make sure I built in daddy-son time. My man Russ is back. And Russell, what I was saying is a boss has to be able to manage life and business. And if you are working, you got to be able to manage work, life, and business, because none of it, the demands of all of it never stops. It never stops.
That's right. It's a lifestyle. Listen, I always tell people about, just like being a man, people think about being a man as like a black and white thing. No, it's a lifestyle. It's a mindset. Being in business, being an urban entrepreneur is a lifestyle. You continuously look for ways to make money. You continuously look for ways to build your clientele. You continuously look for ways to expand your product and your service line.
Agreed. So, everybody, just want to say this. You're listening to Urban Entrepreneurs, No Holds Barred Business Conversation, in which we teach you how to CYOC, create your own check. I'm your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, Russell Ligon. If you like what you are listening to and watching, please do me a favor and share. Tonight's topic is, I'm trying to move up the agenda here. Tonight's topic is the Hustler Boss Mogul Method. We've talked about the hustler. The hustler survives by any means necessary. The boss puts his own money up and the boss succeeds. We're going to end with the mogul. The mogul is the ultimate. That is a person who now, because he has, yes.
We're going to end with the food mogul. We're going to end with the business mogul.
Yes.
The neighborhood mogul. The hip-hop mogul. What are we going to end with, man?
Well, right now, we're going to talk about the mogul, and then we're going to end with how you do it. So the mogul is the ultimate success story, because the mogul accesses the money of others. And the ultimate mogul becomes an investor, him or herself.
Okay.
Pop. Boom. And Russ, it's interesting. And the stages are kind of fluid, but I want to set them forth clearly, and I want to delineate so that we'll understand conceptually. I had a person I was working with. Well, I had two people I was working with. One was a woman from Nicaragua, and I was going to invest in her grocery business, her grocery store. And another was a hip-hop artist, and I was going to invest in promoting him. Alan Hodson, my brother, what's up? Thank you for the like. And both of those deals fell through. But Russ, I would have been a mogul, man. I was almost there, brother. And you know what? I'm 25% owner of an invention, so I am a mogul. I just remember that. Go ahead, doctor.
Listen, man. It's not a black or white thing. It's not a destination. That's what I want to say. An urban entrepreneur is not a destination. It's a journey. Along the way, you may acquire and invest in real estate, a banking, service business, education, different types of venues. You find different ways to create your own check. You find different ways to create secondary and tertiary sources of income. It's a continuous process. It's not a destination. You always find different ways. Along the way, some of us become mobile.
Cool. I'm typing this out. The thing is, we all have to choose our level, Russ. I want to be a mogul. That's my goal. And although I'm on the air twice per week,
that's all.
That's it. It feels like every day, but
twice a week. I put you like 3-4 times a week.
And Doc, it feels that way. I never wanted to be a media personality. I always wanted to be the mogul behind the media personality, and that's just me.
Finesse is all about direct sales and marketing.
Yes.
It's about getting out to the people, giving the people what they want, finding out what they need, what they want, and creating a venue in which there's an interaction between the customer, the client, the public, the service, the product. I mean, come on, man. Let's do this.
I agree. So while you're saying that, Russ and I have created an opportunity, a social entrepreneurship opportunity called Project Advance. Project Advance is a business geared toward the formerly incarcerated or returning citizen. Those are the politically correct terms. And I didn't know that until I started investigating this opportunity. It's not ex-offender, that is politically incorrect. Right, Russ? Ex-offender, ex-convict, that's politically incorrect. It is the formerly... Those are stigmas. It's the formerly incarcerated or returning citizen. So in your network, if you know any man or woman who is looking for an entrepreneurial opportunity, who it has a good reputation with the parole board, who even if they're working a menial labor job is gainfully employed, or even if not is looking, please send them our way. We're going to use the Legal Shield Network Marketing Company as the vehicle because I think it's very practical for the formerly incarcerated. They provide legal services, legal membership. I have a Legal Shield membership. It's paid for itself. Russ has one. I'm sure it's paid for itself. So please help us. I should say partner with us to help the formerly incarcerated.
Listen, this is what it is. We are familiar with racism. We're familiar with the slave ship, and I always tell people that the slave ship has landed. But the problem is that a lot of us mentally, we're still on a ship.
True.
And we have husbands, brothers, cousins, nephews, sisters, nieces, or whatever, who for various reasons they have gotten caught up or become a victim of the prison industrial complex. However, those are human beings. Those are parents. Those are sisters, brothers, et cetera. And when they finish their term, when they finish their service, they're trying to get back into life. They're trying to get back into service. They're trying to get back into good standing with their families. And we need to create that type of opportunity that in which they can make that transition, where they can gain credibility, they can get jobs, they can become prosperous, they can, like, shed their former shell of their old self. And that's what Project Advance is about. So I invite, Vanessa and I invite, send us some names, you know, an instant messenger privately.
That's good. Instant message.
Do what we need to do. And and whether it be in Jersey where we're located or in other states, because Vanessa and I have contacts in other areas. We'll work with them. We'll talk with them. Well, we have attorneys that are associated with us who can do expungements. They can deal with child support, who can deal with some other legal matters. Reach out to us. I personally know about it. I am not a business owner, but I'm a client. You know, I still got my hair, so we're not talking about the hair thing. But so it's about transformation, access, and becoming a new person in today's society. It's about becoming a mogul.
And Russ, you've segued. Now, why I'm getting feedback, I don't know. The mogul has multiple ventures, all of which have become successful. That's what I like. The mogul has multiple ventures, all of which have become successful. And I'm working to get there. You know what I'm saying, Russ? And you're working to get there. Now, who is that? That's what we're doing.
I got a couple of different things going on right now.
Yeah, I have about, Russ and I have three things going on right now. Right? Well, really, I'm Project Advance, Urban Entrepreneurs, and Two Inventions. There's four things. We have four, and Russ has his own community development corporation. Russ, look, take a minute to talk about your community development corporation.
And also, Sankofa Way Community Development, and I'm not going to go into the name. It's Sankofa is a name from Africa. It's from the Akan tribe in Africa. It's about reaching back. If you look at the Sankofa bird, the body is facing one way, the neck is facing the other way. It's about moving. In order to move forward, to deal with your present and deal with your future, you got to deal with the past. That's what the Sankofa concept is about. So it's about community development, helping other people, affordable housing, job training, access to basic services. You know, I'm in the drug and alcohol, mental health field. We're doing the entrepreneurial thing. But also we're talking about the idea of, you forgot about that. I got a little OCD going on for this. And with integrated cleaning services, you know, I like to clean. Mike, Vanessa,
yes,
I hate to see things dirty. I like to see things in order. So integrated cleaning services, you know, we want to clean and get things right. That's what it's about. It's about different things that you have going on, the different things that I have going on, the different things that we have together. That's how you become a mogul. You try different things. It doesn't have to be one big venture. It can just be creating multiple streams of income.
I like
secondary,
that.
Secondary, tertiary streams of income, insurance, investment, savings, or whatever, in which over time you begin to rise up and you begin to have more access, more opportunities available to you.
So, Russ, while we are broadcasting, as you, I'm forced to handle business. So I just got a text from an artist that I just signed. He just signed the contract. So I'm grateful. And so let's end up with this. And Russ, you kind of segue to the end, and I appreciate it. How does one go from being a hustler to a boss and a boss to a mogul?
Education,
increasing level of knowledge, never giving up, and continually and systematically investing your time, energy, and money.
That's right.
Meek Mill's. Go ahead, Russ.
You got to connect with the right people, Finesse. It's like people can reach out to you and I because you and I do this every day. We are passionate about this. We're about passionate about the legal aspect of it, the business aspect of it, learning about the process, the small detail that people oftentimes take for granted that often becomes a trap for them. We do this on a regular basis, and anybody can do it, but you have to go through the process. For anybody that wants to learn about this or wants to share their success and their ideas about investment, reach out to us. You got our number, you got our email, you got our messenger number, and we'll connect you. If we can't answer the question, we'll connect you to somebody who can in your state, your area, and can further advance your knowledge and your interest in that area.
I agree. I'm going to say this, if there are any entrepreneurs out here, out in the audience who want to be a guest on our show, just hit Russell up or I, instant message us. You don't have to be a mogul or a boss. Maybe you just started, but you've had some success. Come on the show.
Everybody's story is important.
Everybody's story is important. Maybe you're in a business that failed and you're regrouping. Come on the show. You see, it'll give you opportunity to learn how to communicate, how to be interviewed. I've had probably a couple of hundred radio interviews, particularly when I wrote my first book, Rise and Walk, 7 Steps to Purposeful Living.
But that's how you and I met. I was on one of your shows at that.
Exactly. So that's how Russell and I met a few years ago. Come on the show, you see, and add to the knowledge. Comment in the chat. This is going to be shared. I think, Russ, we probably had 400-some views of the last show. Thanks to Marbuck, one of our supporters who shared multiple times. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask that you do one more thing, everybody. If this show has in any way benefited you, do this, like and share. And I'm going to leave that up to the end. Like and share. That's how this brand grows. If this information, if you think it can help somebody, what do I need you to do? Like and share. That's what it's about.
One thing I want to say is that Urban Entrepreneurs is about, it's not about us knowing like everything about business. It's about us creating a platform in which we can give information and we can receive information.
Each one
so
teach
as
one.
We move forward, we will have different people in insurance, in labor relations, in various entrepreneurial avenues, comedy, different venues that will come on and share their experience, strength, and hope, okay, and their expertise so that our viewers and listening audience can become educated, and some of them at some point, because of the information that we provide, if they learn the show, will then maybe be a guest in the future and talk about how they did it.
I agree 100%. So, Russ, we're going to bring this show to an end. It's been powerful.
I'm just getting started.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just say one more time, because Russ is my unofficial legal advisor. Let me just say that I did not and will not advocate drug dealing or the escort business. However,
oh, man,
hey, Russ, I'm playing, man. I'm playing, bro.
I know.
I'm playing, man.
Let me tell you something. Of all people, I've been on the other side of the law. Crime does not pay.
It does not.
There's so many legal ways to make money. There's so many legal and legitimate ways to prosper personally for your family, for your business. You just have to get on shows like this, other shows, become educated, become knowledgeable, and you can prosper and not have to ever do this.
So
look over your shoulder.
That's right, Russ. So why I like it when you end the show, give us the 5-finger countdown, then I'm going to sign off.
Oh, man, I ain't going to play the music for you this time because I think I have some bad reception. But number one, if you're going to prosper, you got to learn to stop giving your money away to the other people, to the rent people, to the drug dealer, to the pocketbook person, whatever. Pay yourself first. The second thing, create a second source of income in order for you to prosper. That's what being a mogul is about. It's about creating a secondary, tertiary source of income so that you have more than one thing going on. That doesn't have to be a lot of money. It can be a little money, but consistent money. The third thing is invest. You got to invest your money. Don't put it under your mattress. Don't put it in your bra. Oh, that may feel good. I like to look at that, but don't do it. Take that money, put it in savings, and invest it, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, et cetera. The fourth thing is that you got to find a way, okay, reduce your expenses. Stop wasting money. Find ways. That's the biggest way to pay yourself. Reduce your expenses. You can pay yourself by cutting back on nonsense. Invest in yourself and stop trying to invest in your body. You know, I'm going to cut it short right there. Those are the main ones right there, okay? That's the end of the show today. I'm bored. You know, I lost my voice last week because I was sick and everything. And I don't want to do that again because I still got to do my day job until I become a mogul.
Well, Russ, this has been a pleasure. I'm going to let the title of the show stream one more time as we close it out. You have been listening to Urban Entrepreneurs. It is a no-holds-barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC create your own check. I'm your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, Russell Ligon. And, Russ, I'm going to say this. This kind of breaks the tradition of how we close out. Russ, you and I've been up since 5 this morning, brother. We had a conversation at, 7 o'clock this morning?
Talk about money early this morning.
Right. And I want to say this again. This is not the formal close, but it's 10:36 at night and we're still doing this. I've been working all day and handling business all day, but this is listen. Man, look. This is the price we pay for the life we choose. If y'all not willing to pay the price, don't be in business. It's 10:36 at night and I still got 2 calls.
I have a t-shirt that says work hard, which we're doing, and play hard. So at some point down the line, during the week, during the month, one of us or both of us are going to be playing hard on somebody's beach, in somebody's park, in somebody's living room entertaining, drinking wine, eating food, cutting up, acting crazy, but then we're going to go back to working hard again.
So we pay the cost to be the boss, everybody, and I think that's a good way to end the show. Right. Tanitra Faye Hill Castile, listen, I want to have you on the show. Tanitra, so I need you, when we talk later on, let's schedule time for you to come on the show. Armani Guidry, hello, how are you? I appreciate your support. Tanitra, I want to have you on the show. I want to have you on the show, and I want you to talk about diligence, all right?
Listen, tell folks to reach out to me if they have any questions, like Marbuck and some other folks, Attorney Davis. Reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns. We are a team. We're here to support you. Let's do this thing together, man. Listen, I'm hungry right now. What about you, Finesse?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what I want. I want myself a glass of wine, Doc. I'm about to go get a glass of dry red wine blend.
What color did you say, Finesse?
Red. There it is, my brother, red wine. I'm a red wine man. So listen, everybody, we're going to sign off. We love you. We appreciate you so much. And as we do, to all of the people who've supported us, let me just, Russ, before we go, I got to hit up Armani Guidry. I don't know, he may be a friend of Marbuck. Marbuck, is that a friend of yours? Or is that someone who just saw the broadcast? Let me know. Marbuck is really a supporter of the show. We appreciate it. What a Marbuck.
I like to have Marbuck and her husband on. I want to talk to the trash, talk to the shit. I want to cut up and everything. I want to find out from her husband. How did he deal with that, man? You know, woman is be cracking jokes and talking trash all the time.
Yo, Doc, when they say happy wife, happy life, Armani Guidry. Before we go off, man, I'm going to hit up Armani Guidry. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
And Vanessa, I'm going to be hitting people off. When we get off air, I'm going to be hitting people up, the texting, emailing, reaching out to people, Instant Messenger, and talk about how we can connect and continue to make this thing grow. I'm mostly interested in getting testimonials, people that are creating their own checks, people that are investing, that have concepts and ideas so that we can grow and our listening and viewing audience can grow as well.
So this is what I'm going to say as we end the show. This I will repost the show tomorrow. I always repost the rebroadcast. Repost the rebroadcast. I repost the broadcast. And Russ, I'll tag you. And what I want us to do is let this be an ongoing conversation for all the entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs. Mary White, MC White, hold up. Wait a minute. MC White, what's up?
MC White.
Hold on. Wait a minute. MC White, Soul Cafe out of Louisiana.
That's right, Soul Cafe, yeah.
MC White, man, I'm losing my voice now, Russ, but it's okay. MC White, I got to...
Listen, that S550, that Panamera, or that Learjet, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to go on these spots, man. I'm going to hit up MC White, Marbuck, and all these other people, these other states, man. I don't know if I'm going to fly, if I'm going to drive, but I'm going to be there, man. I'm going to have fun.
Doc, we're going to fly. MC White, I have to... I have to shout out MC White, mogul in her own right, very experienced radio personality down in Louisiana. About to Louisiana, about to do her thing. And I mean, that's all I could really say because she hasn't given me permission to say any more than that. But I just, Mary White, you know, I respect you. I know you're good people. We're going to do great things. I'd love to have you on the show next week if you can make it. If you're not traveling next Tuesday, 9 p.m. EST to talk about media. MC White, Rush, she's good people, man. She's somebody to know.
Yeah, I think I went back and forth once or twice with MC White.
Let's do it. Okay. So Mary, let's talk about it offline, and let's get you on the show next week. And really, Russ, you know, again, we're going over time. It's okay. I've scheduled a 90-minute show on Blog Talk. I know, Doc. Wait a minute. Let me just say one more thing because I think this is important. As persons of color, and the majority of our viewers are African-American. You know, I say persons of color to be more politically correct. African-American, person of African descent. Let's stop hating on each other. Let's stop sabotaging each other. Let's stop being jealous of each other. Let's stop distrusting each other. We can all eat together. I've always believed that, Russ. You know what I mean? Russ and I are both alpha males. It's a mindset.
The millions of people of color that are through the world, we are not going to run out of people. We're not going to run out of consumers. We're not going to run out of products. We're not going to run out of services. We're not going to run out.
We're not going to run out. So, you know, let's let's reject the slave mindset that has kept us bound for so long.
Willie Lynch is dead.
Willie Lynch is dead. I was going to say the same thing. And I remember Reverend Dr. Jeremiah Wright in his sermon, Faith in the Far Land, that I heard about 30 years ago. He said, Some of us think that white ice is colder than black ice.
Is that Obama's people from back in the day?
Yeah, that's his former pastor. So when I shout out Armani Guidry, when I want to promote Mary White, when I say Marbuck, call into the show, when Russ and I partner together, you understand? We understand we're enlightened entrepreneurs. That's what we are.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Regardless of our faith, regardless of our ideology, we're enlightened entrepreneurs. You see what I'm saying? And we understand a rising tide lifts all boats. So we're trying to all rise together. Tanitra Castile, I want to shout out Breeze, my new artist. I want to shout out Brittany, my new artist. You understand me? We can all eat together. I don't want to eat alone.
Jay Savage,
soon to be, right? Russell Ligon, boss. Who had so much insight?
I'm not rapping. I might turn people off, but I can talk.
I know you can. So I got to shout out. I got to shout out Russ. And then we're gonna end up Russ because I'm losing my voice now. We done talked for over an hour, and it's okay. I got to talk tomorrow all day. So Russ, who had so much insight several years ago, that his four family investment property, which brother, I'll be honest, it still inspires me to this day, even when you first shared it, covered.
We're going to talk about this on air, off air. I got some stuff I've been working on. You're going to be excited. I'm telling you. Let me tell you something. When I talk about that Panamera S550, that's just the car. I'm talking about the garage and the house that go with it before that.
So everybody, listen. We're going to end the show. It's been a phenomenal evening. We're grateful for your support. Mary, we're going to have you on next week. We're going to do this. Everybody, look, let's get off. Let's end the show. One love. Peace. All right, everybody. Urban Entrepreneurs.
Right.
See you next week. Have a good night.
I'll see you about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, brother.
All right, no problem, Doc. I'll have the phone. I have the phone by the bed, man. Peace, everybody.
All right. All right. Yes, sir.